Right. So I want to talk a little bit about how corporate counsel can collaborate with private firms on pro bono work, right? How pro bono can bridge the justice gap, and some examples of collaborative pro bono projects from advice clinics, pro se assistants, to direct representation that we've offered here in Houston, and some of the best practices to overcoming barriers to pro bono. So a little bit about Houston Volunteer Lawyers, right? Who's worked with us before? Anyone? Great. It's so nice to see so many hands. Right. So Houston Volunteer Lawyers' mission is to provide free legal services or free civil legal services to low-income individuals and to promote volunteerism among attorneys. We provide legal advice to over 6,000 clients every year. We've assisted, last bar year, we assisted about 8,000 people with pro se information. This year we're on track to hit like 11,000, 12,000, something like that. And we place about 1,000 cases with pro bono attorneys every year for extended representation. And that ranges from helping someone draft estate planning documents to working with them on a bankruptcy petition or settling the title to their house so that they can qualify for disaster assistance, right? Little changes for people in pro bono work have drastic impacts in terms of what the outcome is for that family, that individual, and that community. Right. So HVL handles a wide variety of cases. We're one of the largest sort of open-ended issue clinics in town. We handle general civil issues, including family, landlord-tenant, guardianship, estate planning, individual tax issues, consumer matters. We don't handle things that are fee generating, right? So if the private bar is going to take that case because there's contingent fees, like we're going to pass on that case. But in the instances where the fees are too small for any private attorney to take the case, or where there's a pressing need, we'll handle that case. We typically take people who are up to 200% of the federal poverty limit. Right, so that for a family of four, that's $50,000 a year, right? And it goes down from there as the family shrinks. There are some cases where we'll go a little bit higher than 200% of the poverty limit for veterans, for individuals with HIV, for Harvey victims, for income tax issues, we'll go up to 250%. So there are some places where we go higher than this limit, but this is our typical limit. And when we look at these clients, we also look at their assets. We go, do you have the assets to hire an attorney, right? What's your bank account look like? How many pieces of real property do you have? And if we think that they have the money to hire an attorney, we pass on that case. But for the most part, right, most of our clients who come to our clinics qualify for our services. Our income limits are higher than some others, but they're so low for people who can't afford attorneys, right? We do cover some of the working poor, where they've got an income, they've got some money, but they don't have $5,000 to give to a family law attorney for a retainer, or $8,000 for a custody case, or $2,500 for a bankruptcy case. Like that money isn't there for them, and they don't have that money, and to save that money would take a year, 2 years, borrowing from lots of family and friends. And so we try to make sure that we're available for these people for what they need. So how do we do it? We work through mostly legal advice clinics, right? Which we've got at Saturday locations throughout town. We go to community centers, and we sort of migrate our way through town. We've got one tomorrow at West Houston Assistance Ministries. Then we've got one, we'll have one coming up at Baytown Community Center, at Bayland, at in Pasadena, right? We've got clinics at the VA hospital every Friday. We've got a standing clinic at Texas Children's Hospital for parents of patients there who need assistance with guardianships and landlord-tenant issues and just various issues that affect the health outcomes of their children. We're at Memorial Assistance Ministries, HAWK, United Way. We have a program with neighborhood tax centers, right? So I'm sure some of you probably do some tax work or think about that. We don't help on the business level. We help on the individual level. So it's always those person, like, I came into this as a tax attorney, right, where I was doing my own taxes for years, and then it's every place where I could have screwed up, one of our clients has made a mistake, right? Or they've buried the notices from the IRS under the pillow because they don't really want to open them up and see what they are. And this happens all the time, but it's a place where we're able to step in and give them a hand. And one of the nice things about working with the IRS is that they're slow, right? So you take the case, you file the paperwork, and then you sit around for 6 months or a year. And there's one provision of what we often do with the IRS. It involves offers in compromise, right? And the rule is that if the IRS doesn't respond to the offer in compromise within 2 years, it's automatically deemed accepted. We've had that happen, right? Where it's just, all right, we sent it to you. It took you 2 years. You haven't done anything with it. All right, here's the first check on what we said we're going to send you, right?